What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And currently we're talking with Paul in West Palm Beach. And Paul, you brought up an important comparison. And that was, of course, the end of the war in Vietnam, which was perceived globally as a loss by the then presumed invincible United States military. And it did cost a lot of political capital. The damage lasted a decade. In fact, what was it that I think it was George Herbert Walker Bush, when he started a war over there, he said, you know, the curse of Vietnam has been lifted and we're back in business here. And we know that we are in the middle of a planned series of wars to gain control over the Middle Eastern and now South American oil territories to shackle them to the doctor. This came out from General Wesley Clark. So here is the problem. How does Trump get us out of Syria without it being seen as a military defeat? And he had the same problem with Afghanistan. They were talking about, you know, getting our kids out of Afghanistan, but John Bolton kind of messed that up, which is why he got fired. So, you know, Trump has definitely created one heck of a mess here, because if we get kicked out of Afghanistan and we basically are getting kicked out of Syria, then the war with Iran is off.
Well, first of all, General Wesley Clark didn't mention any South American countries, okay?
No, that was added to the list later on.
Okay.
Venezuela.
Yeah, but General Wesley Clark didn't mention it. Okay, maybe that another list came out, but he did not mention any South American country.
And no, he didn't. It was added later.
Okay, but General Clark didn't add it later, did he?
No, he didn't.
Okay, thank you. But the main point is, I, in my heart, still hoping that Trump is a dove. And he hasn't started any wars, at least not that we know of.
Well, he kind of escalated Syria rather badly, and he did it with lies.
He didn't fall for, you know, from your own website, you know, there might have been false flag gas operations that somebody tried to blame Syria on, but that didn't turn out to be true. And then Trump bombed Syria, but not killing anybody. Okay, right?
I think the point that you're missing here is that Trump, as the military commander in chief, he has got an obligation to make sure that before he pulls that trigger, that it's pointed at a real, genuine bad guy. And in hindsight, looking back at these obvious false flag chemical weapons attacks in Syria, he should have been suspicious right from the beginning, but it didn't happen that way. There was the false flag attack, and immediately the missiles were flying at $1 million a pop.
But remember also when Bill Clinton came in, all of a sudden the World Trade Center bombings were, the first World Trade Center bombings happened like within a couple
yes.
months after he was. So that was all planned before. So maybe this
yes.
This whole operation was planned before even President Trump took office, to get him, suck him deeper into Syria. And if it wasn't for Putin, the number one peacemaker of the world right now, who knows where we
yes.
would be at right now, right?
Well, you're absolutely right about that last one. And, you know, there's no questioning that the FBI botched up that 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. The van was parked in the wrong location. The FBI literally told their informant inside that terrorist group, leave the explosives live. They really did want to bring down that at least one of those towers to get the war agenda going. But they couldn't. So then they had to wait until 2001. Then they had to wait till 2001, and by then the momentum had shifted and they'd lost the initiative.
Yeah. So I think you know, occasionally there's a few people that I trust, and if they make a mistake, it's an honest mistake, but you're one of them. I also appreciate James Perloff, Brother Nathaniel, and M.S. King. Have you ever read any of their books, James Perloff's books?
I've read a few. He and I disagree on a couple of issues.
Oh, yeah. Junkyard in a tornado. Or tornado in a junkyard. Okay. All these wars, I'm convinced, in the Middle East, we're fighting for Israel, and now it turns out to be Israel is cozied up with Saudi Arabia. And I just rewatched the movie Kingdom with, you know, I don't think Saudi Arabia and Israel were that close in 2007. They've gotten closer, and that was a movie,
yes, they
propaganda
have.
Movie against Saudi Arabia, big time. And Hollywood was telling them, Saudi Arabia, you better get on the bandwagon with Israel, or this is what we're going to paint you as. And
well, I think you're oversimplifying the issue a little bit. Obviously, Israel was hoping to use the United States to militarily control the Middle East, but now Israel appears to be rethinking that. They're now working with the other Middle Eastern nations to sign non-aggression pacts with the blessing of Benjamin Netanyahu. So Israel is no longer convinced that we are this invincible military power that they can rely on.
Ain't the saying go, how can you make a treaty when you don't even have your borders set?
Well, I mean, that's always been a problem for Israel. They've never drawn their borders. They've never even written a constitution. But I think probably what they're going to do, if they're serious about this, they're going to go back to the green line.
Oh, I don't think they're serious about anything over there. You can't trust them at all, you know, and they just prove that every single day of the week. But, let me give you the solution for the Middle East also, okay?
Okay, real quick, because we've got other callers waiting on the line.
If Israel let Jews marry non-Jews in Israel and vice versa, I think that would take care of 90% of the problem in the Middle East. Because as it stands right now, Jews cannot marry non-Jews in Israel. So that's a segregated country, apartheid at best.
You're never going to get that past the Orthodox. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, listen, Paul.
It's an easy solution. Paul, thank you.
It's not an easy solution. You're never going to get it past the Orthodox community. Anyway, Paul, we're going to let you go because the phone lines are loading up here, and we're going to switch over to Joe in Nome, Alaska. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I had to answer for Dustin what Trump's motive is. You got to think like a gangster, okay? And I think they got some kind of credo. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there. But and sitting here waiting to get on, I thought maybe I might relate a story that might interest you about September 11th, because you did segue into that a little bit.
Yes, I did.
So I had a house guest recently, a former Special Forces Marine, used to guard President Reagan at the White House. And I asked him about, you know, where he was and what he was doing on September 11th, 2001. And he said, well, he was interrupted from his work building a stone patio for a high-priced lawyer in the Northeast, from his wife. And his wife was going on about her, his cousins and brothers-in-law trying to get to the World Trade Center that morning and saying that
yes.
the subways were all shut down and
yes.
Nothing was moving.
Yes.
And I said, you know, I'm scratching my head. I'm going, well, so, well, what did you think? What was your takeaway from that? He said, well, look, it seems obvious. September 11th went down in the morning. It was during rush hour, but most people hadn't made it to work yet. And so
yes.
that's why so few people died. Now, if you were truly a terrorist, wouldn't you want to kill as many people as you wanted, as you could?
Well, I mean, at the very, very least, you're absolutely right. You've made a very valid point here. And if it had been a genuine terrorist attack, they would have just let those buildings fall over flat and take out several city blocks. But they didn't. They dropped all three of those buildings into their own foundations.
Yeah, sir. It wasn't me being right, because at the time I didn't know what to think. But it was this Marine's first supposition. I said, well, what did you do? He said, I went back to work building the patio because I knew it was our own government that did this, and I wasn't going to
yep.
participate in any fallout from any of that business. But, you know, this guy is starting to commit suicide, you know, out here in Nome, and because he has a hard time dealing with the realities that, you know, a lot of it he wasn't quite.
Well, I certainly understand that. I mean, it can get a little overwhelming at time. Anyway, Joe, got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here again, and I want to get to all these callers before the next commercial break here. So let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'm very skeptical about what Donald Trump has done in the Kurdish region of northeastern Syria, primarily because,
yes.
As we know, there's 11,000 ISIS fighters detained there. And all this time, they've been holding it for how many months, if not years, there.
Okay.
And the Kurds have postponed dealing with these people. They should have had trials. And by the way, it's fine with me if they set up Islamic mock trials and sentence them all to death. I would be fine with that. But the point is, Donald Trump and his administration, behind the scenes with his military contacts,
yes.
should have made that happen already. So what he's obviously doing is he wants those ISIS fighters to get free. We know that's going to happen, all 11,000 of them, and they're going to act as mercenaries, helpers, or whatever.
Of course.
Well, that's
what they've been doing all along.
For the Turks.
That's what they've been doing all along. Yeah.
So the Kurds deserve what they're going to get as much as the,
yes.
the carnage that really belongs right in the lap of Donald Trump, because he's doing this intentionally. And you know who else gets made look bad in this? I'm going to tell you what this is about, part of two. Yeah, this is Trump's 4D chess genius. He's going to make all the doves and the non-interventionists like Rand Paul and you and me, right, we're going to look like naive fools, and the carnage that ensues is going to be dumped right on our laps. And that's why even AOC was smart enough to say that we should have kept the troops there, because she sees this carnage coming, and she doesn't want the blame deposited on her doormat either. So Donald
Well, Trump I mean, we know
not, yeah, whenever you hand off a territory like this or hand off something like this, you don't just leave them with unresolved issues like 11,000 ISIS fighters held in your prison. You just don't do that.
Well, a lot of those ISIS fighters were allowed to become refugees. You know, they're up in Europe. They're here in the United States of America. I mean, there is a clear paper trail that ISIS were working as mercenaries for the United States military. They were doing it in Libya. They were doing it in Iraq. And again, they probably don't want to go back and live in their home countries because they're not well regarded, which means we're going to wind up with, you know, them living here as well. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Well, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Aloha. The last call
Aloha.
Was good. The one before him was very good. Very good call by the other call. But, you know, Michael, I look at these people and I see them. They're so myopic and they're so singular-minded. You know, they're on Trump. They're saying Trump's not doing this, Trump's not doing that. Trump's got Israel to dance around and all these other issues. The people want everybody home. I think it's universally agreed upon from the wars. And
yes.
Trump's trying to do it. Whether he's leaving these people, he's not leaving these people behind because, first of all, they really have no stake there. It's not their country. It's Syria's country. So if anything, they may be
troublemakers. Well, I think they would probably disagree with that. They would disagree with you on that one. The whole argument has been all along. The Kurds want an independent Kurdistan carved out of Syria and Iran and a couple of other small places. And they're not asking for a lot, but the countries that own that land right now are saying, we're not going to go, you're going to go. I mean, this Kurdistan issue has been around for a very, very long time.
Well, Israel wants independent Israel carved out of Palestine, too, but I'm not interested in seeing that happen. So, you know, I really
it's too late. It's already, they've already done it.
Yeah, and so let's not repeat history in the case of the Kurds. The Kurds, that's not their country. Their country's somewhere else. That's where they need to go. But anyway,
okay, where is the Kurds' country? Where's the Kurds' country?
But it's not in Syria. Syria did not take their country. That's a positive. I mean, you know, Syria did not create any type of aggressive
Well, the Kurds had to come from somewhere.
Well, so did the Palestinians.
They had to come from somewhere.
For that matter,
well, no,
so the Armenians.
No, the Palestinians have been living on that land for thousands of years. You know,
well,
it was all these trans. Look, let me finish
how
my thought here.
Been?
I mean, there was this recently completed genetic research that shows that the Ashkenazi Jews are actually predominantly European.
Yeah,
they're not from
that's
that part of the world. They're not from Palestine. They're predominantly European. They've got less Hebrew blood in them than your average ISIS fighter. I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious.
Exactly. But anyway, you know, and I love of course Tom from Florida, and you know, the same with our friend Dustin in New Jersey. You know, they're both great guys.
But, yes.
You know, the issue here is Trump's got to, he's trying to do something. He can't do it in an overt manner where he's telegraphing everything that he's doing, but he's trying to do some things. Give him the opportunity to get these guys out of here. He's trying to get Bolton out of the way. He's trying to get the troublemakers out of the way.
Bolton's already gone.
Well, I understand
that. Bolton is already gone.
Bolton's not the only one. He's had quite a few he's tried to get rid of. Trump's got to dance around all these people, Sheldon Adelson, Israel,
Trump
everybody.
Doesn't need to dance around these people. Trump is the president of the United States of America, and everybody who works in the administration serves at the pleasure of the president. The president can ask them to resign at any time. And a lot of people are scratching their heads and wondering why it took so long for Bolton.
In terms of international relations, he has to dance around these other countries, particularly Israel. So when he's withdrawing these troops from Syria, I think it sends a good message, like one of the previous callers mentioned. I think it uplifts his opinion in terms of these other countries. Yeah, you know, you mentioned Trump with the issue.
I disagree because Israel is now talking.
I definitely think the other countries look at him making this move and saying there's some possibilities with him. But, you know, you mentioned previously, you said how he shot off the...
Okay, Miles, I got to let you go. Miles, I got to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. No, I got another caller waiting. We'll be right back.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just got two quick things again for you today. The first is I want to tell you, you know, I'm a low-level employee with the Department of Transportation. But before I did that and moved out to West Virginia near the Panhandle, I was a 7-Eleven franchisee for about a little over 15 years. And before you become a franchisee, you have to go to one of their schools, boot camps, you know, and they teach you how to run the store to their standards and everything. And one of the things that I'll always remember while going to this little boot camp class is that they tell you, When you purchase a store, whether it's an existing store or whatever, the first thing you want to do is you want to get rid of everybody working there and start with a brand new staff. You want to clean house.
Yes.
Because you don't want the culture, destroyed or poisoned from the last manager or the last owner.
Yep.
And this is 101. Trump should have went in there and got rid of everybody. He picked Bolton, he picked all these neocons. It's his fault. He should have cleaned house. I mean, and I'm talking about cleaning house and everybody. I mean, we can remember that when during the Bush and Clinton, you know, administrations, Linda Tripp was cleaned out. You know, they moved her out. Any of these government employees can be moved. I work around a lot of government employees. In fact, I work with around and know a lot of government employees from the DOD, Department of Energy. A lot of them have telecommuting jobs. And do you know that some of them can't even get along with their other employees when they're working online? So they reassign them to other jobs. Anybody can be reassigned. Yes. You don't even have to take the job away from them. You just reassign them to another department. And Trump could have done that with all these people and gotten rid of all the snakes. And he didn't do it. Well, and, you know, I mean,
well,
I don't understand.
You need to recall that a lot of those Trump presidential appointments were paybacks for favors done for him for his campaign, especially like Sheldon Adelson with all the money that he poured on in. This gives Sheldon Adelson, you know, the ability to say to Trump, I want you to put these people into your cabinet. And as a result, we got another neocon cabinet underneath a less than neocon president. But you're right. At any point, Trump can basically fire them. Maybe there is something dramatic on the horizon that's about to happen. And like I said before, right now, my prevailing theory is that Trump understands the economy is not going to hold together until this time next year. And the only way he's going to be able to win re-election, if he actually wants to win re-election, he's going to have to do something really dramatic to convince the American people that there's a new Donald Trump in town.
Yeah, I agree. Mike, I want to point out something. Sheldon Adelson didn't start out, supporting Trump. He started out supporting Ted Cruz. So it's the American people, the Trump supporters are the one that got Trump elected, not Sheldon Adelson. Because
Sheldon Adelson had to switch from Ted Cruz to Donald Trump because Ted Cruz cannot be president of the United States of America. I mean, they tried to sell that one to the American people, and everybody said, no, he's born in Canada. He's a natural-born Canadian citizen, and therefore he does not qualify to be president of the United States of America.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there, but at the same time, the Trump supporters, the Collins, they are the ones that got Trump elected, not Sheldon Adelson.
Well, I think it was more a case of the callers into the show are the ones who got Hillary Clinton defeated because it obviously took her by surprise. She really thought she had it in the bag. That's why today she's talking about, well, this is 2020 is going to be a rematch of 2016.
Yeah. Mike, I got one other quick thing. I've mentioned this before, like on the Duran and the X-22 report. I don't know if you've looked at any of these sites lately, but what they're doing now is they're offering like a poll. Should Trump be elected? And then when you click on no, it immediately goes to like a donation thing where you donate to Trump. So it's like a push poll in a way, but it's for donations. And what they're doing is these sites, they're just trying to get donations for Trump. So essentially, they're working for Trump, and I don't trust those sites. I don't trust them. And when I see a site like that, I don't listen to their news anymore because they're biased for Trump. You know what I'm saying? And
well, you know, there are polls actually going in both directions now, and yes, they're money making opportunities, and we don't know where the money is really going to. I am looking forward to getting my internet back here, so that I can get my main machine back up and running, and do some much needed maintenance on the website. Anyway, Steve, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, it's, you know, there's few people on your call into your show that that have been more on Trump than me. But let's be clear here. Trump didn't get us into Syria. This is not
a mess
of his making. That's right. It's not his mess. This mess was made by Obama. It was made by Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. You know.
Yes.
So you know, Syria wasn't his mess. Yemen wasn't his mess.
Yes.
What he didn't do was he didn't go into Syria in a bigger way than Obama did. He didn't fall, as your other caller said, for all the gassing and all that stuff, and limit it to just the cruise missiles, which are bad enough. But still,
a lot less than what could have been. They did try and blow up that air base. They weren't very good at it. In fact, that was a huge embarrassment because it basically showed the world that America's, you know, cruise missiles aren't very accurate.
Well, he also wasn't him the one into Libya. It wasn't him it was him that said no, apparently 13 minutes before the alleged strike on Iran. He said no to that. So Trump is a bloviating blowhard. and an egomaniac and all the things and ineffective. But let's face it, he didn't get us in.
I feel a certain kinship with him on that.
This is a positive move for whatever. It probably is for the wrong. He's probably doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. But whatever it is, it's the right thing this time, and we ought to embrace it because we're not going to get too many times when look at the people who are attacking him from what's her name?
Oh, he's getting it from all sides. He's getting it from
Christian
all sides
Zionist,
now.
The Zionists, Israel, the neocons. Look who the people are. The same people who wanted to get us in and did get us in there are the same people who wanted us to stay in there. So
they're making money. It's all about the money. They're making huge amounts of money. Trump himself said it. The military-industrial complex is very powerful. They like having all that money pouring in on them, and that's why they want to keep these things going. It's a perpetual war machine for perpetual profit.
Well, and this is a fundamental wrench in the works for the Israeli expansion thing, because without a permanent American, which means they can control it, presence in Syria, that really limits what they can do about dismembering Syria. And now they're going to have to cozy up to Turkey to dismember Syria. A lot harder to control Turkey, apparently, than it is the United States for Israel under Fifth Column.
What we're hearing from Israel's foreign ministry is they're changing their approach to the Middle East, where they basically want to start engaging in non-aggression pacts with their neighboring countries, and that would include Syria. And I think the issue, of course, they don't consider Palestine a country, so that's not going to apply to that. But I think it's basically that Israel has come to realize that America's military might isn't invincible. There have been just too many embarrassments, like, you know, completely missing the key buildings in that air base in Syria. The complete failure to protect that Saudi refinery with our latest and greatest air defense systems. The problems with the Zumwalt stealth destroyer, the Gerald R. Ford. I mean, at this point, the rest of the world has to be looking at America and saying, these guys are putting out junk. We cannot entrust our safety and security to the United States of America any longer.
Well, Michael, listen, the Israelis, they're absolutely, they can't project power 5,000 meters from their border. They couldn't even go to the Litani River.
They don't need to. Really, they've got nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when they tried to invade us, when fought Hezbollah in 2006. I mean, so the fact of the matter is, Israel won't put skin in the game because they can get us to do it, and now they can't get us to do it at least as easily.
That's right.
And so they're really scared. Look at the people who are against it, Lindsey Graham and all the all the people like Chuck Schumer and all. The entire Fifth Column is up in arms about this.
Yeah.
But this is the right thing. And if we can get out of there, maybe we can get out of going to war with Iran, which they want us to do too.
I think that's going to happen. If we basically pull out of Syria, it's going to be perceived by the world as a loss. It's going to be perceived by the American people as a defeat, rivaling that of Vietnam. And I think the American people are going to lose their taste for any further military adventures.
And Israel's non-aggression pact thing is basically throwing up the bulwarks. They want to be able to launch as a launching pad in case there's a military action against Iran. They want to be able to use the Emirates and so on in Saudi Arabia. And two, they want to use them as a buffer for their own. But their plans never involve their own troops. It's always ours
or
somebody else.
Yeah. That's why they did so poorly in Lebanon.
That's right. They'll fight to the last American, and that's right. They won't even. That's what I said. They couldn't invade. They couldn't advance 5,000 meters, a 5K, from their border before Hezbollah kicked their rear end.
They're really good at abusing Palestinians, but they're not really an effective military force-on-force fighting unit.
So that's their thing. They won't put skin in the game, and they simply. They won't fight. They won't fight. That's their thing. And so they have to get other people to do it for them. And that's been
they always have.
Maybe Yeah, maybe it is a train back.
Israel loves to play, lets you and him fight.
That's right. That's their foreign policy. In one line, yep. That's it. But anyway, so let's applaud Trump for doing this and back him on this. I mean, he may be doing it for the wrong reasons, but it is the right thing.
I'm in agreement with bringing the troops home. I just think that there are going to be repercussions that Trump has not considered. And I would love to see the war in Iran called off because of this. And it very well might be. But again, if anybody from the United States Secret Service Protective Detail is listening to my show, drink lots of coffee, because presidents who anger the military-industrial complex tend to have shortened lifespans. And it's happened before, and it could happen again. Yeah, one more point.
One more point here. Look at this from Israel's point of view, who's been able to get us to do all their dirty work. First off,
yes.
and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is collapsing. That three brigade yes. and one armored regiment that just completely got trashed. They're falling yes. militarily and politically falling apart. Syria, we're pulling out of Syria. They couldn't get us to go to war. Trump apparently resisted enough to not go to war directly with Iran. They must be freaking panicking, and because their foreign policy lets you and him fight is now visibly failing, and the only next step, if they can't get us to do it, is to do it themselves. And good luck with that. But nevertheless, they got to be panicking, and so they're going to use every single bit of pressure they have with their fifth column that has run our foreign policy
yep.
for 40
yep.
years, and it's going to be something. So.
Well, I think, I mean, again, Israel's got the ace in the hole with their nuclear weapons, but Iran, while Iran does not have nuclear weapons and never did, they do have those long-range ballistic missiles that they could aim at the locations where Israel stores their nuclear weapons, and that could cause a lot yes. of trouble.
Yes, that's right, and by the way, it's clear that they don't even need the Straits of Hormuz, because that last attack on the refineries means that they can go right to the source.
That's right. So, they can just shut it down.
And if they can do that, then, you know, maybe they can also hit, the reactor at Dimona or what have you, because they went right through the most sophisticated air defenses that we could put up anyways. So,
I don't know that they're going to bother with they might go after Dimona, but apparently Dimona has developed some serious leakage problems, and even Israel is saying it's time to tear it down and replace it.
Oh, that's what a shame. Couldn't happen to a nicer spot. But yeah
I agree.
All right. Well, Mike, that's it. I got to roll off here, but let's applaud the guy. Even if it's for the wrong reasons, he's doing the right thing.
I agree he's doing the right thing. I just think that there are going to be consequences he has not yet considered. Anyway, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Doreen in Vancouver. Aloha, Doreen. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
This is Lenny from Los Angeles.
This is supposed to be Doreen in Vancouver. Did we lose Doreen?
I'm still here.
Okay, Doreen, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the carbon tax. Dustin made a comment that that's what it's all about. And that's what it really is. This global warming thing is all about carbon tax. And why I know, I pay a little over 12% on my heating bill. In British Columbia, they
yes.
brought this tax thing out a few years
yep.
ago. And this ex-premier, he said, we're not going to pay that extra tax. We're not going to do this. And he sent a referendum which around the province, which cost a lot of money. He had all the people concentrating on this rollback of tax. And in the meantime, yeah. the Premier Campbell was in the back door pushing in that carbon tax. Campbell, since he got the carbon tax through, he is now in the embassy in London with a cushy, nice little job for the last few years. That's where he's been. But some people say to me, Yeah, some people say to me, oh, I don't pay carbon tax. I said, have you ever looked at your heating bill that comes in every month from
yeah.
the gas company? And they go, no. I said, it's all on their delivery, and we pay. I have a small two-bedroom rancher, and I pay a little over 12%, and it's written right there, carbon tax. That's why they're fighting
yes.
it in Ontario. They know. Can you imagine if everybody in America that was heating their property paid 12% tax, and that money, it doesn't stay in the country. It goes to a bank in London. So, you know, it is, and I often wondered, how are they going to take this new world order and get the people in order? And when I saw Monday, when they're all chaining themselves, and we're only going to live 12 years and all that, I thought, now that
yeah.
that's how they're going to do it. Because Piers Corbyn, who is Jeremy Corbyn's brother,
yes.
Opposition in the UK, he's out there. He's a meteorologist. And he's out there saying
yes.
it's all a sham. He's telling the people they're trying to kill you, and they're taking your money. And he's getting vulgar insults. And they just won't listen ever since that girl got on. And that's one thing I said about Trump. He's against it. We got to give him credit for that. Trump is against the carbon tax because he knows where it's going and what it's for. And also Trump, I know he hasn't done everything, but I listened to Simon Parks. He has a website, and he said Trump is going to pull off something in a few days of, like, arresting and charging people and for what to do. But he...
I'll believe that when I see it.
What?
I'll believe that when I see it.
That's what I said. It's honest. But Dustin is right. It's and please, everybody, I am proof. I pay a little over 12% of my little rancher in carbon tax. And you find out where that's going. Can you imagine all the people in, how many people in America is going to have to pay that? They're fighting it in Ontario.
Well, it's not just your power bill. I mean, there's carbon tax applied to commercial retail products at the supermarket because of their carbon impact. And it's a huge scam. And it all got started by Al Gore back in the 1990s when the world actually was warming up a little bit. And then, of course, in the early 2000s, when all of a sudden Mother Nature flipped around and started going the other direction, and everybody panicked and said, you know, we've got this sweet deal going. We're selling carbon credits. We're going to get carbon taxes. You know, we're going to get people to let us control their lives to save Mother Earth, and we've got to do something. And that's when all the frauds and the hoaxes came out from, like, Hadley CRU and NASA and NOAA, not to mention this endless series of TV programs on so-called educational channels that were out there saying, you know, the world is going to end unless you give the government more of your money in obedience, which is, that's really what it's all about. The government is desperately broke. They're $22 trillion in debt. And they don't want to just raise taxes because that's a very unpopular thing to do going into an election year. So they got to find some other way to get money from you, some kind of a tariff, some kind of a levy, some kind of a way of scaring you into saying, yes, okay, you can have the last $5 out of my pockets if it means saving planet Earth. And you're right. They have found and recruited this young lady because she's very presentable on TV. And it's a celebrity war. They don't want you listening to real scientists and experts who are saying that it really is a load of nonsense. I mean, there's like these 500 climate scientists are all out there saying it's really nonsense. But the corporate media finds this one really cute girl, and she gets up at the UN and she makes this speech about how we're all going to die, and now they're going to give her the Nobel Peace Prize. It's just...
Yeah. Well, we got to thank Trump for that. We have to give him credit for that. He said no to carbon tax. God bless him for that. I really, can you imagine? He has some good points, and I don't think he's finished yet. He hasn't finished his job. Please, God, don't let Hillary go in. But if Trump,
don't get me started. You know, I can't afford to buy a new laptop.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Trump is trying to do his best, and I know with Trump, everybody wants him to do this and that, but I believe he believes in America first. He's a true American before he's anybody else. Anyway, Mike, you sound a lot better health-wise, and you're settling in so nice. And I'm glad you and Claire are enjoying Indiana. And have a good show.
Well, we're enjoying it right now.
If Layla is out there, can she get in touch with us? Because we all used to like listening to Layla. She had a lot to say.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of emails about that.
Yeah, I'd like her input on our up in Canada now, our government.
Doreen, yeah. I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got other callers waiting online.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And finally, we're going to get to Lenny in California. Lenny, thank you for waiting so patiently to get on the air. What's on your mind?
A few things. First, I want to give a shout out to Peter, Miles, and the caller from Florida. Two calls before Miles. I didn't catch his name, but I thought they were great callers and job well done. Now, I heard you say earlier that Israel now is they want to, you know, they're signing agreements to get along with their neighbors.
They're starting to sign non-aggression pacts. This is coming from the foreign ministry, and apparently it's with the approval of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is still trying to form a new government.
Yeah, I don't think he has it within his nature to be peaceful with anybody, all right? But
I would agree.
To say, I don't think he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. This is more like forced attrition because everything he's tried is blown up in his face, and deservedly so. But to Jim from Illinois,
I think Netanyahu is doing this. I think Netanyahu is doing this because he's lost confidence that the United States military can intervene to protect Israel. If you look at all the goof ups lately, the F-22 can be spotted on Russian radar. The Germans are able to track the F-35. You had Yemen. You had the Houthis who came in and blew right past America's best air defense system to hit that refinery. And, you know, everybody around the world's got to be saying, the American military industrial complex, they're producing junk. And we're supposed to basically make agreements with this country to protect us.
Yeah, but even more telling than that, if you really take a look at it, Putin knew, Turkey knew,
yes.
Trump knew that, and even Iran knew and Assad knew that Turkey was going to make this move. But I think it's very telling that Israel didn't know. That is very telling. Okay, but to get back to what Jim from Illinois,
I got to be very honest. I think that probably Israel did know. They just didn't make a big public statement about. I mean, because that Assad. Let's give credit where credit is due. Let's give credit where credit is due.
They know everything about everybody. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for all we know, these Kurds went over and spent a weekend at Jeff Epstein's place in the Caribbean.
And they probably did. Okay, the leaders anyway. That's why a lot of them are getting off to Europe now, why the people are suffering. But to Jim from Illinois, you know, as far as some Republicans and some Democrats both being up in arms over what Trump is doing, I can name some that aren't. Very prominent. Rand Paul is in total agreement with what Trump is doing. Okay, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
Is in total agreement with what Trump is doing. Then you got your normal flipping politicians like occasional Cortez. Now, after all this time of saying we need to pull our troops out of all these wars, now all of a sudden she's saying, not because she truly believes it, okay, because she's being told to say it, that, Trump is making a big mistake, all right? But, you know, as far as the evangelicals are concerned, I could care less what Pat Robertson says anyway. But I will tell you this, Jim from Illinois.
Oh, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, but
okay.
Lenny,
stay on the line. I'm going to hold you through the station identification, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.